it's Tara stopping by to bring you the latest news around your Miami Dolphins. All right now on Dolphins Daily, presented by Florida City Gas. Hey, defense. After a great win on Sunday against Denver, the guys earned themselves some much-needed time off to rest and recover before returning to practice. It seemed as if everything went their way on the field, from scoring on offense, forcing turnovers on defense, and great execution on special teams. The mindset leading up to the game was focusing on winning the week, and the Fins were able to accomplish their goal. It's important for them to carry this momentum into their next game when they line up with the Patriots for the second time this season. For more on the team, you can always tune in to the latest episode of The Audible, posted on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Dolphins.com. Kim Bocamper and John Kinjemi break down a successful Sunday afternoon, answer fan questions, and discuss the upcoming matchup with New England. And if you were at Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday or tuned into Dolphins Live, then you witnessed Dolphins great Jason Taylor receive his Hall of Fame ring during halftime. If you missed out on the special moment, just head over to Dolphins Facebook and Twitter to watch now. Congrats again, JT, on your outstanding career. Finally, as we mentioned in November, the Miami Dolphins announced the creation of the Project Change Scholarship, a program that will identify one high school student each year and pay for their tuition to college over a four-year period. Started on December 1st, the goal of the scholarship is to target students to impact their lives so they can make a change in their community. To find out how to apply for the Project Change Scholarship, check the link below. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. See you again tomorrow for more news and updates right here on Dolphins Daily, presented by Florida City Gas.